Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Eurovision this weekend, guys. Anyone? Kim wants to watch the scores coming in. Because I said, he said, can I watch it? He said, of course you can. It lasts for a million years. He went, oh, just the scores. I went, okay, that just lasts for
Hang on, just
years.
The boring bit he wants to watch.
That's the fun bit. I always listen to all those songs. It's a closed set, and some people have said, oh, that means there's going to be some big surprises. Apparently, there's going to be. A Eurovision legend. It'll be the lady with the beard, won't it?
She's already been on, Conchita. We already know she's there. I suspect it'll be Macca. They're in Liverpool.
He's not a Eurovision legend.
Okay, so all right, we can only be ABBA then, can't it?
Cheryl Baker went, it's not me. So maybe it's the other Bucks Fizz that's got one member in.
Bucks Fizz.
ABBA, yeah, because one of them was doing an interview recently over here.
Yeah, maybe it's ABBA.
It won't be. It'll be Gemini. Remember Gemini?
Oh,
but Gemini
yeah.
was 2003 because we had them on Rise.
I think they did them dirty.
They couldn't hear the backing, so they're out of key.
They were really
nice people as well. They were absolutely devastated. I like Gemini. Maybe it'll be that, what's his name, Daz Mann, the guy that does the song about school children being sexy. It's that guy.
That was weird, wasn't it?
That wasn't right. Going to be honest with you guys. That was not right.
Was that the one that went, which one, am I conflating? But was that the one that went, in the morning when the sun shines down on your body, I know we're really making love now. Was that Love City Groove?
Love City Groove, wow.
Was that Daz Mann or was that a different one?
I'm not. Oh no, it wasn't because he did the Rhinestone like Cowboy.
Oh, what did you do at school today?
With loads of sexy schoolgirls. The sexy schoolgirl thing, it's weird. I get it, right? I'm going to say something that's going to sound incredibly offensive, but there is a part of our lives when we are programmed to find children sexy. And that's when we are children. That's when, as we grow up and go through puberty, we are genetically designed to find people of our similar age sexually attractive. And then
You're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, exactly. And as you move on, in theory, you're supposed to, you know, the ages are supposed to equate. However, there are some people that get stuck with that thing. And obviously, when we're at school, it's when we generally get our sexual awakenings. So we associate that, you know, those uniforms with a sexual awakening. Still fucking weird though, right?
Yeah.
It's still weird, right?
But it's not just Western civilization that does this, and we're not quite as bad as Japan.
When you're in Japan, you see the schoolgirls, you know, and you see schoolgirls and you see adults dressed as schoolgirls. They did a weird thing when I was there in Japan last, I can't remember, there's a name for it. I don't know if it's still a fashion, where they kind of like bronze their skin. They have like this sort of brown, I thought that was their natural skin, like it was, you know, I don't know, they were an ethnic group or something, but no, it was the weird thing, and the brown hair they did, it's very strange.
I do remember my friend Maya, and things may have changed somewhat since, I'm going to think, 1997.
Bronze skin and blonde hair. That's exactly it. I mean,
but she said to me that in Japan, she's half Japanese, and she said her dad really thought that dyeing your hair at all was a kind of sign of loose morals.
Who did?
My friend Maya's dad, Nakamura, okay. Mr. Nakamura. Yeah. Apparently, it was a bit...
Nakamura? No, thanks. I've had enough.
That's my friend who was sitting in the doctor's office for ages waiting and listening to the receptionist calling for a Moira McNamara before she realised it was her.
Moira McNamara.
It was Maya Nakamura.
We've had two people saying, I'm hoping it's the shiny person. I don't know who that is. I may be only one person. I don't know who that is. It might be Sam Womack and Michael Ball. Ganguro. Akiko, is that the word for that? So yes, Owens, it's bronze skin and blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it is bronze. It's kind of a deep bronze. If I did it, I'd be cancelled. Mr. Udagawa.
Yes, he was the big boss of Neighbours at Lasseter's.
my sister. Mr. Udagawa. He turned up in it once, didn't he? Unlike yes. Mr. Papadopoulos.
Mr. Papadopoulos from the Laundrette, I don't think ever
there we go.
Turned never, up, did he?
Never turned up, no. Never turned up. Do they still have a Laundrette in EastEnders? Because, come on. How can a whole square not have washing machines?
Washing
guys?
Machine, yeah.
I mean, really.
I guess when they set up that show, they were thinking, right, we need some communal buildings. We need buildings where they're going to meet. Because actually, no one goes to the pub that much either, really, do they? As they do in Emmerdale and EastEnders.
No. No one goes to the pub.
Not as often as they do.
I only go to pubs that proudly display gollies.
Oh, my God.
And I'm tempted to say the second part of that. James O'Brien said the full word on the radio, which I thought was...
It was unlike James O'Brien.
Yeah, I thought that was a little unlike him. No one else has a kettle in EastEnders, do they? I don't know. I haven't watched it. They all go to Cath's Caff. I can't remember the name, but remember Ozcabs?
Yes.
Who? What was her? What was?
It was Ali and.
He had a brother.
Sue.
Ali and Sue. What was his? What was?
Osman.
Is that what the brother was called?
Yeah, I think he was called Osman. Oh no, was that not their surname?
That was the surname because it was Ozcabs.
Yeah, the brother was Mehmet.
Mehmet, thank you. My sister, I knew she would know. Mr. Bodell, you're seconds behind. I'm thrilled to say.
Mehmet was the naughty brother, wasn't he? He was quite naughty.
Yeah, he was a dodgepot. I'm thrilled to say that Paul Bodell, I'm going to call him out for this, has very kindly gifted myself and Catherine some tickets for KISS. He's gifted them to us. He will not let me pay. However, he's also invited himself to stay at my house for two nights. Catherine, what do I do?
He sent
a really lovely email. Said, I'm sending you this email so that it's not a WhatsApp thing, and I don't want any pressure. And can I stay at your house for a couple? Of course you can stay at my house. Jesus, you want tickets for KISS?
But wait, is he on the run or something, or is it?
Well, yeah, maybe I have to go and pick him up from Luton Airport though. So. I do. Well, and we might need you to take him back on the Thursday.
I could take him back.
So yeah, I'm thrilled to say Paul is a great house guest. Private business. Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Is he on private business? Or private business?
Rick says, I once watched someone having a heart attack in the Young Doctors. 3 hours later, he was delivering the mail in Ramsay Street. Best healthcare in the world.
That was a thing. Late 80s, early 90s. There seemed to be about 10 actors in Australia. They were on everything all the time.
Yeah. Am I an Airbnb now? No. Hope
it would appear so.
In full KISS makeup. Bodell in the house. Is he arriving in a removals van? I trust the guy. I'm excited by that. I'm excited. I'm also excited. I've only got Kim tonight and I'm getting Alex tomorrow. And in Alex's room, there's like a sort of built-in desk that's in the corner of the room. And it's got pants and Lego on it. Kim said, Daddy, it's okay if not, but you know that desk? I said, do you want to use it? Please. And I said, this makes me... He said, yeah, can I put the laptop on there? He said, oh my God, this makes me so happy. I've been in this house 5 years and no one has used that desk. And it's being used. And there was a big box of Lego. And I said, should I get rid of this box of Lego? He went, yeah.
Oh!
The clear up begins. Come on, one for one. I'll do one, you do one. Box of Lego.
I've got boxes in front of me here because my youngest has been in a bit of a state of arrested development. But I've been told now that when she's out of the house this summer, I'm allowed to do what I need to do as long as she doesn't know about it. So things are going to get chucked. My dad's going to help me. We're going to have a real old clear out because it's like Miss Havisham's round here. It's embarrassing. Hey, I've got some good news.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mummy's got a new job. Yes.
Ending.
Yes, yes,
tell,
yes. It deserves more than that. More than that. So, when we went, I've been trying to get a new job in something other than radio for about, what do you reckon, 6 months?
Yeah, because radio sucks balls.
My job does not exist anymore. As I liked it and as
glamorous
I felt.
Assistant, because it's all political correctness.
Not glamorous assistant, but not. I didn't want a shit stir, basically. And unfortunately, that appears to be the way a lot of speech radio has gone. So I did not want to continue to shovel the coal into that particular furnace and felt like, okay, I have been the most senior person in that particular room. Do I want to go back and do that and feel like I'm going over old ground? No. Do I want a new challenge? Yes, I do. So for ages, I was going for press officer jobs, because when you're a journalist, it's always kind of drummed into you that that's just kind of like, it's not, they're not brothers, but they might be cousins, you know.
By the way, anyone that's not said congratulations in the chat,
you're shit.
You're getting kicked out. So far, yeah. We've had... we've had Owen.
Owen
Visionary,
is my best friend. He was first in.
Alan, Roger, Sofa, Quiet Bloke. Now you're all typing it. Gatford, Richard, Paul Dixon, and Twistface. Mark's made a funny comment. Debbie, Marcus, Alice has just written me. Right, anyone who types it in after I've called it out, you piece of trash.
Our accountant is saying,
Needless says,
Catherine,
I'm waiting to hear what the job is.
Because he knows. Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's a belter. It's an absolute
Before
belter.
She congratulates.
So I was thinking PR. And obviously, I know nothing about it. And a lot of the people in it are, you know, they've been in it for either a long time or a short time. But they,
no one's been in it for a medium time.
No, some people have.
They've either been in it for a long time, a short time. Or a medium time. That's
I just
a reference
got the feeling,
to the thief we talked about at Three Counties.
I got the distinct feeling, and there was no reason why. Yes, there was a reason why. It was borne out by the evidence of my experience. But I just got the feeling that there was some reticence to employ someone who'd had quite a senior journalism job in what they saw to be a junior position. And I was ready to start from the ground up because I don't
that
know.
Thing is bullshit. I'm sure you won't mind me sharing this. Wonderful Amy, who we're seeing tomorrow, works at Chessington, and she applied for a job that was paying more.
Mm.
And they went, oh, you're overqualified for it.
Well, yeah.
But
I'm applying
pays more,
for it, though.
I'm happy to maybe not quite as challenged for More money?
Yeah.
That's insane. What that means is that you stay where you are because no one else is going
to
take that job.
Exactly. And it's also like, oh, so you're making the decision as to what I want as a job. Okay,
that's,
interesting.
That's the thing. I hate that line. You're overqualified.
Yeah, what it means is we intend to treat you like shit, is the suggestion.
You want a kid.
Anyway, I kept running at this particular thing and was getting nowhere and sometimes not even getting an interview, despite the fact I've been working in media for 20 odd years, you know. There were other people that were more qualified. Really? Are they alive? So I just got the distinct impression that they were not up for it.
So she's going to be a dentist.
So I put a tweet out when we went to Liverpool. We had quite a lot of conversations and we did have one day of feeling quite despondent, didn't we?
We both sunk into a, oh my God, we're in actually quite bad financial trouble.
Do you know what it was? I think it was. We were having such a lovely time. And then we realized towards the end of the weekend that we were going to have to return to the slog of trying to find something permanent.
This is not in any way a diss on this.
No.
Just want to say, in your generosity.
I want to carry on doing this, but you know, it's not really quite touching the sides when it comes to the bills.
Daniel,
you know?
Says, I see where this is going. Catherine's the Eurovision surprise, right?
Ooh, ah, just a little bit.
Oh,
anyway,
Gina
no.
G in that dress.
So I put a tweet out saying, and it has been in the back of my mind. And you know, Ian, that for years, whenever it got bad at work, whichever particularly workplace it was, I used to always say, oh, well, there's always teacher training. Mm-hmm. Because I had in my head that I'm quite a good teacher. Mm-hmm. I've done a little bit in the past. I did a bit of private tuition when I was living abroad. It's always been something I've been able to go back to. And, you know, I speak three languages. So, you know, it's got to be worth something, my degree. So while we were away, that happened. We were both feeling a bit shit about returning to trying again and applying for more jobs on my part. And so I put a tweet out saying, seriously considering teacher training, has anyone got any advice who's been through it? Very specific
question.
The advice was,
yeah, I did it and it ruined my life. Kath, have you thought about it? The first responders who come in with, yeah, okay, that's not the question.
I don't need you to talk me out of it. I need you to encourage me and to give me some sort of idea of what I'm in for. So I had a load of that, a load of discouragement, some really helpful stuff as well, though. I have to say thank you to those people. And one particular message from one of my followers called Mark, who said, I think we might have something at my work that you might be interested in. Can I DM you? So I was like, yeah, sure. So in fact, I phoned him that within about 10 minutes, didn't I? It was one of those moments where I went, I know it's the weekend, but would you mind awfully? He went, no, it's all right. Give me a ring. So I phoned him and within 4 days, I had an interview at his school that he works at. It's a really, really, really special place, really special. And I went in there and I had to do a half hour lesson and I had to do a student's panel and I had an interview with the principal and deputy and a little sort of one of those tours given by the kids, but actually they're sussing you out. And I'm sure there was a little report back afterwards as well. There was me and three other people, actually. One of them disappeared halfway through, though, because she was the student teacher already there. So, I mean, you kind of know that they're already kind of a shoo-in. And if they're not, well, the game is bent, you know. So, and I came away and I phoned you, didn't I, as I was leaving, saying it's an incredible place. Incredible, right? It's the sort of place where there's only one of them in the country, this specific kind of school. It's a free school, so they don't pay or anything, and there's no selection. But
they
it is
pay
very
the teachers. The
yes, but it's that. Very. It's all targeted towards creative media. So you know the kids either it's 50-50. 50% go straight into a job or an apprenticeship within the field, and the others go to higher education. And they all know why they're going there. It's basically the Brit school for creative media. It's perfect, right? So I saw the video and of course it's like a holiday brochure. You know, everyone looks happy. Everyone looks, you know, like they know what they're doing. I went there, real life was even better. So the teachers are all happy. The teachers are all enjoying it. The teachers don't want to work anywhere else, it would appear. And when I got to speak to the kids on their own, it was, you know, I was talking to them and they said, have you got any questions for us? And I said, yeah, is it, are the teachers really this good? I mean, you seem to get on really well. Yeah, they're all cool. Okay. So then when I spoke to the teachers, right, so where are the ordinary kids that hate coming to school? Have you locked them in a room somewhere? Because everyone seems to be like highly motivated and really talented and engaged. Yeah, that's what we're like. It's perfect. So I came away from it having fallen in love with the place and being terrified that I was going to get my heart broken, basically, because I could see myself there. Also helpful that one of the people that interviewed me, we ended up playing Adamant because he played it with us on air.
There we go.
So one of us. I came away absolutely besotted with the place and slightly worried.
Is it Harvard University? There's a reference for some of the old timers.
Harvard Business School.
That was it.
Fell in love with it, was terrified that I was going to be let down, was doing that whole thing of, oh, well, you know, I can see myself working there, but let's see. But I actually was thinking I'd be devastated if they don't want me. Anyway, I knew that they had to see other people on Wednesday this week. And I wouldn't hear from them before the end
Willow's
of the week.
Willow's being a dick behind you.
So I wasn't thinking about it. And then on Wednesday, like just after lunchtime, my phone rang and it said, suspicious number, maybe a dodgepot, wherever it says, you know. So I answered it, expecting it to be a dodgepot. And it was the headmaster offering me a job. And my youngest was here at the time. And she said, oh, you were so quiet. I thought he was dumping you.
Nina says, now, congratulations.
Yes. I said, no, I was trying not to cry. So, yeah, I'm going to do a QTS as I teach sofa bum. That's the plan. They're
going to teach sofa bum. What?
No, sofa bum's asking, will I do my QTS as I teach? Yes, I will. That's the plan. They're very excited
Isn't
about it.
The
and they've already
news.
Invited me to two functions before the term even starts in September. It's a really special place and I cannot wait. Cannot wait. And it feels like, you know, it's proper. It's the next phase of my life. It's the next stage of my career. And the previous bit has not been a waste. It'll all contribute. And I'm going to be helping like the best and brightest and some really, really talented kids who want to learn, you know. I can't wait.
You very rarely put out tweets like that that express a vulnerability. And if you'd have done it a week later, you'd have missed it. The timing was perfect.
Just as he was looking.
Yeah. That is what I would call a higher power moment.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying this, you know, Noel Edmonds used to do, what was it, universal ordering?
Cosmic ordering.
Cosmic ordering, right? He'd write it on his hand and stuff. You know, that's a higher power. To me, that's just higher power stuff. I mean, he would go as far as write it on his hand and then burn a bit of paper or whatever. But that's higher power stuff. This is what this is. I'm so thrilled for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.